Walter should be happy camper now that his preferred candidate, Donald J. Trump, has won the 2024 election. But he's not. Ever since the returns came in that fateful night, he's been positively morose most mornings at the diner. When little Jimmy approached his table the morning after, decidedly hungover after drowning his disappointment in bathtub, or at least a wash basin, of Jack Daniels, to offer a not totally sincere congratulations to Walt, he expected a huge guffaw and outright derision over voting for a loser. Instead, he received a nod and a token tip of his coffee mug in sad salute. Jimmy wandered over to sit with me and the very dejected two-toke Tom, who, by the way he gulped his coffee, hadn't slept much watching the bleak returns half the night. "What gives with Walter?" Jimmy asked us. "You'd think his guy lost the way he's acting." "Beats me," I mumbled. "Maybe just a sore winner." Two-toke poured half a pound of killer white into his coffee, stirred viciously until some of it dissolved, and slurped up half the cup in one swallow, and groaned audibly. Apparently he and Jimbo had both washed their disappointment last night. Me, I felt like I did the night Reagan won. Or actually, it was the single malt scotch that won. I didn't need to relearn that lesson. T.T. held his sucrose coagulated mug up to catch Brenda's notice for his fourth refill, which she accommodated with the admonition, "That's the last one, Tom. You're at overdose level 4 already." Jimmy asked her, after ordering the heart attack special, what was up with Big Walt. Brenda set her order pad on the table, leaned in out of Walter's hearing range, and said, "He was hoping they'd need the militia to overturn the crooked election when Kamala won." He thinks he's the Camino area chapter of the Proud Boys. Now that it's all over without the shouting or the shooting, he's disappointed. Well, you just can't please some people. Maybe next election they'll get another shot at it.